Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of Thank God It's Monday with The Working Experience. It's Matty K.
And John.
Up and at 'em, everybody. Monday morning. Whoop whoop.
Stretch it out. Bang out a couple push-ups. And let's get on with this work week.
Yeah, just a couple though. Don't throw your back out.
No, you got to go. You got to go hard. I always go to fail.
Well, I promised myself if I could not do 500 push-ups in a row within a month, I was just going to quit. So guess what? I didn't get to do 500 push-ups in a row. So I quit. Man of my word. You like that?
And just making up excuses why you couldn't hit that mark.
So, it's Monday. We don't talk about the weather much, but we've had a long spat of rainy days. So it would
lots
be nice.
Lots of rain.
Oh my God. So it would be nice if we could get a little sunshine on this Monday, but we'll see about that.
Well, speaking of sunshine, I've got a funny story, out of the life philosophy of a 14-year-old boy.
Ooh. There we
go. Which everyone can really take to heart.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how you got to live your life. So this is last week. I'm driving my son and two of his friends to soccer practice. So and they're two twins. They're both 14 years old. And they're, I think, freshmen in high school. So they're telling me that their mom's going to pick them up. And that they usually, grab like ices or they go to Wendy's after practice. So they start telling me the story that they were driving one of their teammates home. So it's the two twins in the car and this is the teammate. I think his name was Nick. So they decide to go to Wendy's. So they go to Wendy's and so it's the mom of the twins and then Nick who they're driving home. And they're like, Nick, what do you want? And Nick orders like enough food for three people. So he orders, and so the mom must be like, oh my God, this kid just must have like a really big appetite.
Yeah.
So they're in the car, everyone's eating their Wendy's in the car, and Nick's literally got a jumbo family size bag to himself. So he eats his burger and fries, and I think he ordered like four burgers. A chicken nugget, like three French fries, and then he stops. So one of the twins asks him, like, why did you order all that food? He's like, oh, I like waking up in the middle of the night and eating, the leftovers. So he leaves, and he doesn't refrigerate this. He leaves it in his room. And when he gets up at night, he'll down another burger.
Oh, man.
So there are many, there's multiple things, quote unquote, wrong with this. First of all, he's with the mom who's treating him. And he ordered like $30 worth of Wendy's.
My parents would have been very angry and mortified if I did something
like
that.
Oh, that kid, if that was me, that kid would never get a ride home again. It just would be the last ride home. And then secondly, the kid could the food is like unrefrigerated. Well, I guess that food could last a nuclear holocaust. What am I thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's probably so many preservatives in it.
Yeah. Still, though, that's like, you don't, like, if that was me as a kid and I did that to my friend's mom, and it got back to my parents, like they would not be happy about that. Let me put, like, they would be embarrassed that I did something like that.
Oh yeah, it's mortifying.
I had a friend when I was young. I lived down the street. You know, nice enough kid and everything, but he was kind of spoiled, and he stayed over here one time. So, you know, we both were up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever. We were like 12 or something, and he was demanding bacon and eggs in the morning. Demanding. He's like, well, no, I get bacon, like my mother makes me bacon and eggs. I'm sort of like, all right, you know. And then my mother happened to come downstairs and she was like, okay, yeah, fine, I'll make you guys bacon and eggs. But I'm just sort of like, what? Like, I was always told, like, you go to somebody's home, you just eat what they give you, and
you make zero requests.
Yeah, you thank
zero.
Yeah, and say thank you, and even if you don't like it or whatever, then that's life. That's called life, you know. It's very strange. I see kids these days, man. This girl had a massive thing of Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Huge. She said it cost $4. With whatever she got in it, she drank probably about a quarter of it and chucked it into my wastebasket.
Oh.
I was like, what are you doing? And she goes, what? I'm like, go dump it out in the bathroom, first of all. Don't leave it in my trash can. Secondly, like, that's all you're going to drink? She's like, well, I don't want it. Like, well, then what did you order it for? I don't know.
Yeah, why did you order the jumbo 84-ounce...
I don't know.
We growing up, we had a cousin who she came on a family vacation with us, and in our family, like, whatever you ordered, you ate. Like, there was no, oh, I'm not going to eat this, I'm going to throw it out. It didn't happen. It, like, you cleaned your plate.
No, and I was not allowed. I mean, there were certain things I'd try to order, and my father would be like, no, you're not having that.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be like, Dad, I want the shrimp. They're like, no, you'll get the hamburger.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we would go out, and one of my younger cousins went out, and I distinctly remember this. We go out to one of, like, the chain restaurants, and she orders the double cheeseburger meal with fries. She takes one bite out of one cheeseburger and says, okay, I'm done.
What?
Why did you order the double cheeseburger?
I don't know.
Like, order the single cheeseburger, and right. It was thrown out, and it was like horrific.
Yeah, I don't know. I see my wastebaskets filled every day. I see all the trash barrels around school filled with Dunkin' Donuts because they take the plastic and then put it inside a styrofoam cup. So now you've got even more trash with the straw and the plastic, and never mind how much money you just spent on this. And then just like they're like half full.
Hey, what's the marketing slogan for Dunkin' Donuts? On the go or fuel your life? What is it?
America runs on Dunkin'.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. America. Yeah. That's why you see all that stuff, Maddie. America runs on Dunkin'. You're un-American.
I mean, I can't even begin to fathom how much trash is generated from just Dunkin' Donuts by itself. I try not to think about. I just do the recycling. I put the recycling in the prescribed barrel, put it down there. Now, I've been hearing these stories about China doesn't want it anymore. It's ending up in landfills. Everybody's seen those images in the ocean of those water bottles, which is just awful. And I just can't even think about it because I'm like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do about it? You know, but oh my God, the amount of waste. There is actually, there's a very cheap supermarket chain, not around here. My mother was telling me about this. They don't even have bags. They take your food and they put it in the carriage. And if you want, you bring your own bags. If you want to bag it up, you do it. Yourself.
Well, this is in New York. I don't know what it is like in Massachusetts. You have to pay for bags.
I think they just started that. Yeah.
So you now bring all your reusable bags to the supermarket. Otherwise, you have to pay for the bag. So here, and it's taken on. A lot of people will bring their, reusable bags for groceries.
Well, I do that all the time now. Sometimes I forget. But I'll tell you, I would hire in a heartbeat whoever lobbies for the plastic bag industry. This is the most useless industry. I mean, those bags are useless. They're utterly useless.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just, it's like, what do you do? It's like they were, you know, everyone's now like banning plastic straws and you're using paper straws, but the lids are plastic. The cups are plastic. Everything is plastic.
No, I know. They were talking about that on the radio, just saying like baby food, like stuff for babies. It's all plastic. It is all in plastic containers. Because if you put it in glass, nobody knows what to do with it. And like straws. Like, I try not to use a straw at a restaurant anymore. I just drink out of the glass. I figure if I get hepatitis from it, so be it. You know, sometimes you got to roll the dice a little bit, you know.
I never like straws.
I would use them. I mean, I just sort of use them out of habit. And then I realized, well, I don't need to use this. Like, you're right. Maybe I, you know, try to cut down.
A grown man sipping out of a straw? I mean, come on.
Well, my problem is, though, when I drink my juice boxes, I can't do it without the straw. And you know me, I like a good juice box. I mean, come on now. But yeah, you do see, like, as much as they talk about recycling and everything, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts. Think about just how much those four restaurants, how much trash they produce in any given day. It's nauseating. It is not. And plus,
there's universal indifference. Like, we're literally polluting and living upon garbage heaps. Nobody cares.
No. And now they're talking about they just take that recycling and they throw it into landfills. Because they don't have anything else to do with it. So I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I just put it in the barrel. What am I supposed to do about it? Except, you know, the little things you can do. But, like, the plastic water bottles, like, good Lord, this industry has... My God, like, I don't remember anybody drinking so much water when I was growing up. I'm not saying water's not good for you, but, like, all the bottles you see everywhere, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I use a reusable water bottle because I need to carry. I always got to stay hydrated.
That's true. Monday. Talking about Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Thank God we can get back to work, get in front of your computer screen. Hopefully you spent enough time over the weekend in front of a different screen. Now you can get back to that screen in the office. Try not to chew your food too loudly. John and I were reading Disruptions on our other podcast. Try not to chew your food too loudly. Don't talk to your coworkers. Don't make coffee. Try not to breathe too loudly. Okay.
You know what else is really, sorry to cut you off, but what's really distracting is when you see your coworker silently weeping to themselves.
Yeah. Well, when you're on a Monday sobbing, try to keep your sobs inside or go in the closet. I like to go into,
as my mother would say, use your inside voice.
Yeah.
Inside sobs.
I like to go into one of the stalls in the bathroom and just weep on the toilet. I just sit there with my head in my hands. And I could see an office manager saying, folks, listen, we understand everybody, or HR is like, everybody here is pretty much ready to drive their car off a bridge on the way home. But we can't have people openly weeping in front of clients. It just looks bad. So
it looks bad.
We're going to have a weeping. That's what they should have, is a weeping room where you can go into a room and it's got Nerf walls, you know, padded walls. And
I love it.
One for men, one for women. And they have these like tackling dummies set up and you can just pound on those things and freaking go ballistic. In this, like, soundproof, maybe only, like, three people at a time or four at a time. Well, I don't know, because they may rip each other to shreds. But we need some place where employees can go and weep and scream and then come out and be okay.
I agree. Yeah. In my last HR meeting, when they asked for suggestions, one of my suggestions was to take the mirrors out of the bathrooms, the washrooms, because I didn't want to look at myself. I literally couldn't look at myself anymore in the mirror. And they were very receptive
yeah.
to taking out the mirrors. And yeah. I think that's going to help with everybody's mental stability.
And you said, trust me, none of these other people want to look at themselves either. And HR said, yeah, you know, you're probably right about that. So some food for thought for everybody on Monday. Tackle it. Get into it. Cry inside. Cry in your car on the way to work.
Wrestle it.
Yeah.
Get down on the floor.
Yeah.
Really put a chokehold on that Monday.
That's right. That's right. Make love to it. Okay?
Sweet, sweet love
massage
to Monday.
Massage it. Massage it a little bit.
Give massage it.
A little,
work it.
Give
work
it. Joe Biden. Give it a little Joe Biden
yeah,
treat.
Give it a little Joe. Give it a little Joe.
Combine.
Joe's excuse is he can't help himself.
No.
He's a toucher.
He's a toucher. He's a massager.
He's a toucher.
Get in there. I'm going to try to institute
get in there.
That more on people I meet. Like, I'm going to go to the bank after this. I'm going to be in there massaging, you know?
Yeah. You get close. You close that distance.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful Monday, and we'll be back at you this week with more podcasts.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to another mini episode of Thank God It's Monday. Godspeed into the work week, and we'll chat later.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.